All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:08. It is Tuesday morning. Three things that you need to know. Let's start the morning off with three things you need to know today.
All right.
Well, you need to know that Governor Lamont tested negative for coronavirus, but he's still going to self-isolate for 2 weeks after one of his staff members that he works closely with tested positive.
I love how he's staying at his home in Greenwich.
I know. It's a nice home, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a little bit different than you and I self-isolating. Me and Windsor. That's fun.
Yeah.
The second thing you need to know this morning is the weather. Partly cloudy. It's going to be very cold. Maybe a snow flurry or a shower today. High of 47.
All right.
And then the last big story early this morning is that Taylor Swift has a $300 million loss. Scooter Braun, the guy that I guess he bought her music from another person, her like master music, her early music,
yeah,
has refused to sell it back to her, and she's been asking him to do it. He sold it to a private equity group for $300 million.
That is crazy.
Just give her back her music.
I mean,
it's
Taylor Swift. Legally, he owns it.
Whatever. I can't stand that. It's driving me crazy, and it upset Taylor Swift as well. You're going to hear what she had to say about it coming up in the Hollywood Report. 6:40 right here on Kiss 95.7. The Weekend, Heartless, all of the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:25. The weather for today, partly cloudy. Could see a rain or snow shower. Ew. Temperatures in the upper 40s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and if you're doing the whole staying home and doing the Zoom Thanksgiving or the virtual Thanksgiving.
My mother and I are going to be cooking together over Zoom early Thanksgiving morning.
I have a few tips for you.
Okay.
That can help your Thanksgiving and make it a happy Thanksgiving.
I already know. I already picked up two handles of Tito's.
Nice.
I know what's going to make my Thanksgiving good.
That did not make the list.
What?
Here's the thing. If you're doing a Zoom Thanksgiving,
okay,
make sure the one that is
hosting?
No. Yeah. I mean, make sure the host is actually good with technology.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to use the mute button, and you're going to want to use the mute button wisely.
And I've learned that the hard way. You and I had a listener dinner party on Zoom early on in March, and I was the host, and that was just, I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody who joined us at the dinner party. I will not host again.
Perfect. So yeah, make sure the host knows what they're doing. Make sure they use the mute button, because a lot of people talking at the same time just doesn't make for a good Thanksgiving. Other ways you can make your Zoom Thanksgiving happy: ask everyone to share something they're thankful about.
I always do. Every Thanksgiving, if you come to my house, we go around the room before we eat, and you have to say what you're thankful for. In fact, my play settings is always a card with a person's name.
Yeah.
And then if you open it up, it's one thing about them that I'm thankful for.
In the past, I would have to go down to New York City with my wife and her family, and they would do the, you know, what are you thankful?
Yeah.
And like about when it gets about three people away from me, I always kind of just get up and
get nervous. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go get a drink. I always skip out on that part. Keep your Zoom meeting or Zoom Thanksgiving short. You're going to want to keep it short and sweet.
Really? All right.
Even though Zoom announced yesterday that there's going to be unlimited time.
I love that. Thank you, Zoom.
And finally, the number one thing you can do to have a happy Thanksgiving virtually over Zoom: avoid the P word at all costs.
Like peas?
No.
P?
Avoid the P word.
P.
President. Do not talk about politics.
Yes, don't.
Over your
politics.
Thanksgiving. It's a very testy time right now.
It is. Don't. I agree with that one.
So you're going to definitely want to avoid that when you're having your virtual Thanksgiving.
You can also, you know, we have a $150 Big Y gift card up for grabs. I just did my Big Y big shop for Thanksgiving the other day, and you can do it too on us. Find out how you can win that $150 Big Y gift card for your Thanksgiving at kiss957.com. Dua Lipa, all the hits, kiss957. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:40. Let's do it. It's Hollywood time. Kelly Clarkson had to put her talk show on hold last week after her staff was hit by a number of positive COVID-19 tests. Her production company has been doing regular tests as required by state law in California and turned up, they say, several positives, although Kelly herself tested negative. Retaping was supposed to happen like this week, and it hasn't yet. They're just waiting. I'm not sure when they'll start retaping. Taylor Swift speaking out after Scooter Braun sold her master recordings for $300 million.
Wow.
Scooter Braun obtained control of Taylor Swift's music back, remember, it was 2019.
Yeah.
He sold the master rights for her six first albums for more than $300 million. Shortly after the news broke, Taylor shared a statement on Twitter saying Scooter would never even quote my team a price. These master recordings were not for sale to me. She's been trying to buy them back from him.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to sell them.
I just think this guy is dirty.
No, it's all business.
He sold it to a private equity company. And she said, Taylor, it pains me very deeply to remain separated from the music I spent a decade creating. The statement she wrote is very lengthy. You can read it all on our blog. And finally, a little bit of good news. Ryan Reynolds and his buddy are now the owners of one of the world's oldest soccer teams in the UK. They made the announcement yesterday, adding that they plan to document their journey running the Welsh club Wrexham in a new TV show.
So to the Wrexham Supporters Trust, thank you for your faith and trust in us. We are humbled and we're already getting to work. This is really happening.
Here's the thing. I looked into it, and I think they're like, remember the, what is that baseball team? The Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
It's kind of like this team.
Oh, really?
This team is not high on the list. They're not very good. Ryan paid $2 million for an entire soccer team, which is not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
So I think it would be, it's probably going to be a very funny TV show, much like the Bad News Bears. You can see that announcement and more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:51. Let's do this. It's time for good news. It's time for you to share good news, too. Do you have good news happening in your world and you want everybody to know? Call us, 860-247-9570. Hey, I've got good news for women. If you didn't hear, the Miami Marlins just hired Kim Ang as their new general manager, making her baseball's first female and first Asian American Major League Baseball GM.
That's pretty cool.
She's only 51. She spent decades in baseball, though, previously working as an assistant general manager with the Yankees and the Dodgers, if you didn't know.
Nice.
I just find that fascinating. I'm so excited. First female Major League Baseball GM ever of all time.
And if you don't know what a GM is,
I don't.
Yeah, I figured.
It's our boss. Our boss's boss's boss.
Yeah, well, basically, they run the team.
Run the entire thing.
Yeah, they make all the decisions on who to keep for players, who to trade, and all that stuff.
Oh, I find it so exciting. I'm so excited by that. That is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is this Idaho guy. He keeps breaking all these Guinness Book World Records. He really needs to get back to work.
Is he doing it on purpose? Or is he just like, oh, I just ate 35 shepherd pies?
No, he's doing it like for a good reason, I guess. He's trying to teach his kids that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Okay.
He holds 150 Guinness World Records, and the recent one that he just broke was throwing 50 pieces of caramel corn into his mouth in 1 minute.
Okay, well, he's already broke 150 world records. I think he could just stop now. If he's trying to prove his kids a lesson, you just have to do it once.
Yeah, maybe after like one or two records, you'd be like, yeah, see, you can do anything.
Yeah.
There you go.
150?
Yeah, but he 50 pieces of caramel corn in his mouth at 1 minute.
Yeah, I could do that in 10 seconds. I love that so much.
They're just dumped the bag right in my
face.
Right,
you got it. Hey, do you have good news? We would love to hear your good news. Maybe a birthday shout out. Call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Tracy from Waterbury. How are you?
Tracy, welcome to the show. I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome.
What's your good news, Tracy?
My good news is that, unfortunately, my niece was, she's been staying in a foster home, and I'm getting custody of her on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yay.
Nice.
Tracy.
Yes, it's time for first Thanksgiving, first Christmas. We're all so excited.
Oh, my God. How old is she?
7 months.
7 months old. Wow. What a great, I mean, right before the holidays and everything. Tracy, I'm so excited for you.
It's been such a terrible year, and this is going to be so awesome. My kids are excited.
Oh, I am so excited for you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing such amazing news. I love it.
Thank you for letting me share. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, Tracy. Wow, I love that. If you've got good news, share with us, 860-247-9570.